Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take a poll. Lots happening there. A lot going on. A lot you want to get involved with. And listen, head over to the website. Do a couple things for me, will you? One is like or dislike or do whatever you're going to do with the post. That would be really cool. Also, when you get up there, you want to go ahead and you can donate a few bucks. Seriously, give up that cup of coffee, that really expensive coffee place. Give us a few dollars, make everybody happy. At least everybody here. I don't know about there. But I want to get you. Listen, we've got so much going on. I've asked Dr. Gerard Lamero to join me later on in this hour. And you know what? He has gotten quite a few of these predictions correct. But I mean, it seems like he's a little off lately. But he did say to me several occasions, remember I told you, this is what would go down unless they cheated beyond comprehension. And they did. Let's just be honest about it. They have cheated beyond comprehension. I guess some of us can't get our heads in that far into a dark place. All right, to think that somebody would do this to win an election. But that's the problem. Again, as I was saying to Brad, my concern comes from the fact that Obama got elected twice. As much as people complained about him and everything else, he got elected two times. I don't care who you are, that's going to scare you. All right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. When you think of all the things that Trump got accomplished, and they got hidden. They did. They got hidden. Right? It's just terrible. By the way, we're going to talk about the Chinese spies a little bit, so keep it cool. Judge reversed L.A. County's restaurant lockdown. And the line that I love the most about all that is when he says, you've got no scientific evidence. You made changes again based on absolutely no scientific evidence. Right? And so they're being forced to reopen the restaurants. Because, again, California did not, or L.A. County did not provide the information. You know why they didn't provide it? Because there isn't any. They have nothing. And this is pretty much how they're doing everything that they're doing. You know, I said the other day, it was funny. I got to go get the numbers. I just keep forgetting to get out and get the numbers. But has anybody noticed that the seasonal flu is gone? It doesn't exist. Do you know how, I grew up in New England. I grew up in Boston. You always used to hear about, oh, how bad the flu is. The flu hit twice as hard as normal. It started early. It started late. You people are in the hospital. They're getting they're taken care of because of the flu. Are you hearing all this? Oh, you heard all this. And now, nothing. A couple of years back, by this time of the year, we had lost, I don't know, I think it was, I told you the number the other night, it was between six, depending on what numbers you believe, 65 to 80,000 people died from the seasonal flu. And other, tens of thousands, I think hundreds of thousands, really. had been hospitalized over the flu. Others didn't even report it. Why? How many? Come on, really, seriously, think about this. How many of you reported you had the flu to anybody? How many of you went to a hospital to get the pills you need or whatever? Or how many of you just do what I do when I get the flu, the cold, or whatever? You buy yourself a case of daycare so that the muscle aches will go away. You drink it like water. And about a week later, you feel fine. Seriously. That's what I do. That's what I did. And I know a lot of guys who do the same thing. We don't call it report the flu. So where's the flu numbers? Can anybody send me a link to this year's basic flu numbers? So there's a lot of no science going on here. And after the information that you see with how close the Bidens were with China, right? This whole Chinese scandal. And I would do, my understanding is, what is it, a special prosecutor? That Barr can actually stick a special prosecutor on some of this? And he can't be fired by the next guy coming in? Let's get to the bottom of this. Let's find out what's going on with the China stuff. Remember, as I've always said, they're in it for the long game. They don't care if it takes 20, 30, 40 years. All right, think about it. They have infiltrated our colleges, other institutions of learning, and it's taken them decades to do it. They had a professor at a college that was picking up $50,000 a month, not a year, a month, to hand them secrets in some research that we were doing. Right? When we allowed China, or made them, you know, what, a favored nation status, it was probably the biggest mistake we made. Right? Because all of a sudden they're allowed to trade, they're undercutting our price, they're putting out substandard stuff. They started taking over our pharmacies, or our pharmaceuticals, if you would. So it's just amazing to me that we allowed this to go along, and then we're surprised. And now we find out people like Swalwell and Feinstein and others, they had Chinese spies working for them. But they're so upright, they're so smart. Right? I mean, that's simple. And what a sham this group of people are going to be coming in. You know, Biden's administration. We'll talk more about that later on. Dr. Romero joins me after the break. We'll be back in a minute.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. Still listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I really do mean that. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, you know, being part of the conversation. Be part of the solution. All right, let me bring him on because I always have a good time when he's on with us. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me as he does, you know, from time to time on the show. We discuss some of the issues going on. Dr. Lomero, you say that Trump has still got quite a good chance of pulling this off.
I think he's going to make it. He's got several paths that are all high probability of success. And I think he's going to make it. I think, by the way, my original forecast was correct. I think my Electoral College forecast was correct, and I think there was massive voter fraud by machine and by adding ballots and by doing a lot of other stupid things like buying votes in Arizona, buying Native American votes with gift cards and things like that. There are a lot of other things that went on, and the usual Democrat play of having dead people vote, that's normal for them.
Yep.
I mean, let's face it, it is.
Oh, I saw all those
like
numbers
from Philadelphia.
Yeah, well, I saw all those numbers from Georgia. When you break it all down, they did. It was massive voter fraud there. You know, they found almost 3,000 dead people on the rolls voting. And again, until somebody decides to clean it up, which I don't think will happen. I don't think until it's actually forced by some judge somewhere that any of this stuff's going to get cleaned up anytime soon.
Well, that's possible. And we do have to change our election laws after Trump is reelected. And I think he's already proposed some good changes, and he's going to propose more in addition. But right now, I have 7 methods Trump could win this election, and there are all sorts of variations of the 7. And so there's actually quite a few more possibilities. But the bottom line is, I think 1 or 2 of them are high probability and will result in him winning the election.
Okay, why don't you share some of those with us? Make us happy.
You want me to go through alphabetical or numerical order?
Let's do it this way. Why don't you give me the top 3, the ones that have the most chance of succeeding in your mind?
Okay. Well, my top choice that I think will win is the Attorney General, the state of Texas, Ken Paxton, who filed on Tuesday an election lawsuit in the U.S. Supreme Court against 4 states, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, and Wisconsin, which are a whole bunch of electoral votes, 20, 16, 16, and 10. At 62, that would give Trump 290 electoral votes. What does the lawsuit allege? It alleges that the states used the pandemic to unlawfully change their election laws and urging the top court to have the election results declared unconstitutional. The remedy? Have those legislatures select a new slate of electors and send them to the Electoral College. They not only give them perfect reason, it's a constitutional argument. Violations of the Second Amendment, the 12th Amendment, those are great issues. In fact, those are the most, 14th Amendment, too. Those are the best issues the Supreme Court can hang their hats on. The idea of them throwing out absentee ballots in Pennsylvania, while there's a good case to be made, it's not nearly as significant as the Texas lawsuit, because the Texas lawsuit would overthrow 4 states with 52 electoral votes and enough to put Trump way over the top. And that's all he needs is this one lawsuit. And I think that's the reason the Supreme Court did not vote on the Pennsylvania lawsuit. They sort of threw it out and said, forget it. Because they saw this one coming, and this one's much more Supreme Court-ish, if you like. It's just perfect for them. 3 constitutional violations in 4 states, it throws the election to Trump.
Wow, I truly hope you're right on this, because this is dragging on and on and on, and there are Republicans that are throwing their hands up. They don't know what's up next, you know, kind of thing.
Right.
They're really getting irritated with this.
Well, you know what? Think of yourself as a Supreme Court justice right now. Just think you're sitting back there in the conference room at the Supreme Court. You say, well, should we take Pennsylvania today? Well, we know we'll have to take Georgia tomorrow, and then we'll get Michigan on Friday. Let's do them all at once. Let's take the Texas lawsuit and give them the whole banana. Obviously, this election was an attempted coup. It was attempted fraud to steal this election away from Trump. Let's solve it in one decisive and, if you will, Supreme Court-like decision. We're not going to argue about the machines being, you know, tampered with. We're not going to argue with the extra absentee ballots that were counted past the deadline. Those are minor reasons. We're going to do it on what we do best, constitutional issues. We got the Second Amendment, 12th Amendment, 14th Amendment have all been violated by these 4 states. We can do it in one fell swoop and end this election fraud. That's what I think is going to happen.
Well, I'm believing and hoping and praying that you're right, because I am tired of these ups and downs. I'm tired of you know, I went on a rant earlier in the show about how these people deserve what they get. When you look at San Francisco and Los Angeles and Chicago, Portland, Seattle, I mean, go to the list of the major cities, you know, look what they vote for, look who they vote for. And then when this stuff happens, they're not even
sure. Did you ever think, and in retrospect, I am beginning to think now, that these cities that have put up with Democrats for 50 years, despite all the terrible things like defecating in the streets and needles on the ground and all the other ridiculous things, did you ever think that maybe there hasn't been one fair election in those cities in the last 50 years?
Oh, yeah.
That may be the only reason people are putting up with it, because they don't know how to vote there and get somebody elected. Because if they steal elections in Philadelphia and Detroit, and the egregious background we know in those cities is terrible, then how do we know that it isn't happening everywhere where a Democrat wins?
Well, no, I don't disagree with you. I think this has been going on
in the big cities.
But I think it's been going on, obviously, at a smaller level in these big cities. You know, here in Los Angeles, the last couple of major election cycles, we've heard horror stories. I've had people calling the, you know, Republican headquarters where I hang out, talking about how they saw boxes coming in the back. They saw what was happening and going on, you know, there at the election centers, and nobody did anything about it.
Well, you know what? Trump has been draining the swamp for 4 years, and I think he's going to do it one more time. This is a big swamp drain operation. This is Operation Swamp Drain. And I think in one fell swoop, he's going to knock out these fraudulent elections. And you're going to see things change. I predict that that California will again elect a Republican governor, or it could be a MAGA party, whatever they want to call themselves moving forward. It's not the old Republican Party, that's for sure.
No, I think, well, we'll talk about that inside the break. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far. Dr. Lomero joins us when we come back.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The first person in the West to be vaccinated against the coronavirus received her vaccine Tuesday in the United Kingdom. 90-year-old Margaret Keenan received the Pfizer and BioNTech shot after the vaccine received approval from British health officials last week. So when will the U.S. see the first of its citizens receive the vaccine? The head of Operation Warp Speed believes we are just days away. Dr. Mansoor Slawi laid out the timeline to Fox News.
In the U.S., that same vaccine will be reviewed by the FDA on Thursday, and the FDA may approve that vaccine either Friday or Saturday. Within 24 hours, we will be shipping the vaccine, and within maybe 12 hours from arriving into the immunization sites, the first subjects may be immunized, which could happen on Sunday or maybe more likely on the Monday.
This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. Yeah, this is The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with the 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you informed. Stop sending out tweets or emails or personal messages that really have no basis in fact. It just makes us look like fools, okay? So I've asked Gerardo Lomero to join us. He's an author and political analyst and an expert on forecast models. He's also the author of 6 books. And you'll see them all over the place, on TV, radio, and other places. Dr. Lomero, thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time.
Great to be with you. Great to be with you.
All right, so let's jump in to number two. What's this? What's your second reason?
My number two favorite way for Trump to become president, and highly likely if it's needed, and that is, let's suppose the Electoral College, despite all the best lawsuits and the Supreme Court and every other court in the country, and Biden says he gets 270 electoral votes in the Electoral College, and the Electoral College results are transmitted where they're supposed to be transmitted to the President of the Senate, who, by the way, just point this out, is Vice President Mike Pence. Let's say that happens. Now, if it turns out that one or more legislators in one or more states happens to write to Mike Pence and says, I challenge these. I don't think these were fair. 4 states, maybe 6 states, had rampant voter fraud. And so he gets those letters, and he recognizes the fact that there's a contested election, and the Electoral College votes are contested by legitimate letters from people, state legislatures in their respective states. Okay. Well, it turns out that Mike Pence constitutionally is the person who opens and counts the ballots. Now, maybe the person he hands the ballots to technically will write down the number for him, but he's in charge of it. So he gets through to the end of the list, and instead of announcing 270 for Joe Biden or whatever the number turns out to be, he said this is a contested Electoral College vote. I do not certify the Electoral College results. Ah, bingo! What happens? Well, what happens is it has to be thrown to the Senate. The Senate then goes into full debate on the issue, and they argue back and forth. At the end of the debate, what happens is the House gets to vote, but they don't vote by all 222 Democrats to 211 Republicans.
No, I know that part. I know, yeah.
No, it's one vote, one state. So each state gets one vote. That means Trump wins. As of right now, Trump has 30 state delegations who vote for him. The Democrats have only 20. So it's going to be a lopsided landslide for Trump, 30 to 20 in the House. Bingo, he's president.
Now that one actually sounds cleaner, if you would, from a strictly constitutional standpoint. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's very clean. It's very clean. Now, you want to know the third?
I do.
The third favorite one. These are in my favorite order. The third one is, same as last one, Electoral College sort of votes I put in quotes. You're not seeing my quotes because we're on air.
Well, guessing your finger quotes are up there. There you go.
Right, exactly. The Electoral College votes for Biden, finger quotes. Okay. And it goes to the House. And Mike Pence forgets that he's supposed to not certify it and certifies it. So then is it over? No. Why? Because according to the Constitution, any one senator, as long as there's also one House representative, can contest the election results. If there's one senator who contests and one House member that contests, and I said, let's pick Ted Cruz. He's reliable. Let's pick Kevin McCarthy. He's the leader in the House. They both say, no, we think this is a contested election. We've heard it's contested. We've heard the results. We've heard the evidence. They say, and then what happens? Bingo! It has to go to the House for debate. And after they're finished debating for hours and hours and hours, 30 state delegations vote for Trump, 20 vote for Biden. Bingo! Trump's elected again. Those are my three favorites. There's lots of others, too.
Well, look, I am hoping, in my personal opinion, you know, I'm hoping, to your point, that SCOTUS takes it on, that they get thrown into the middle of this, that they have to finally step up and do what they're supposed to do. I know that the conservative judges will follow the law, but, you know, it just warms my little heart that when you look at, you know, Kavanaugh and you look at, you know, Amy, you look at Clarence Thomas, you know, and the heck that Biden paid him years ago. You know, they know these people to be corrupt. They know these people to be nasty. And that will, I'm sure,
they do.
Mentally, that will play into their decision-making, don't you?
Sure, absolutely. There's that going on. And I also think it's fantastic that Amy Coney Barrett was, you know, approved.
Right.
You know, and got in there because I think, if it were a 4-4 split, I think, you know, if it was 8 members, I think it would split 4-4 along the lines of John Roberts, because he does not want to help Trump. He never did. And he basically sides with the liberals when he wants to get invited to cocktail parties in D.C. That's what I think it is. I think it's social for him. He's a member of the clique, the swamp. And I think he likes being in that position of being friends with the left. But you know what? We have Amy Coney Barrett to break any such ties of 4-4, because she's 5-4 conservative constitutionalist.
Yeah. When you look at some of the, you know, even Gorsuch, what he wrote in some of the, you know, recent opinions, how they've spoken out. I mean, this is the first time that I recall in watching over that you've seen, you know, the justices speak out individually on what the court has done as a whole, you know, and we haven't seen that. Maybe you have. I haven't really seen that in the past other than once in a great while from one of the justices. But these guys are actually giving personal opinions past the point of the opinion of the whole court. And I think it's great, you know.
Yes. It is good. So, great signs. So I think Trump's going to win any number of different ways, but the bottom line is I think he's going to win.
You know, two things. Can you imagine any other human being in politics taking the beating and hanging in like he has?
He believes in himself, and he believes he's doing what's right, and I think he really believes also I think he has become a very strong Christian, and I think he believes in God and God doing the right thing.
I believe all that, but I think the big part of this for him is he loves this country. He hates what those people have done to this country, the elite there in D.C. Everybody that I know that knows him, that have worked with him or been around him, the stories that they tell on a regular basis is how when he goes into his hotels or he goes into certain situations, when he's visited people in the hospital, he doesn't go for the CEO of the hospital. He starts shaking hands with the nurses and the orderlies, and he's with the regular people. You know what I'm saying? And he wants to know how they're doing and what's going on in their lives, and they're not used to that.
Now, he is a true populist, meaning he's popular among the rank and file people, the regular citizens of the country, and they know it and they love it because they haven't had a politician this honest and this direct and this empathetic toward them. They know it. They can sense it and they love it, and that's why they're coming out in force, and they support him and they want him elected.
Hey, you've seen the police departments come out and support him, which was unheard of in the last couple of election cycles, right? Police unions did not support Republicans as a whole, as usual, which is amazing to me because the Republicans are for the law and order. They do want the police and the military to be well-funded. And yet, what did you think, what was your first thought when you heard the majority of the military ballots went for Joe Biden?
Yeah, right. No way.
You did the same thing I did. You laughed, right? You went, wait a minute.
Yeah.
That's impossible. It never happens. You know?
No, not at all.
From a man who couldn't pull 16 people together.
Yeah.
I don't know. Go ahead.
That's utterly ridiculous, as are many of the other things. For example, Trump was ahead by 800,000 votes in Pennsylvania, way ahead in other states. And all of the states, they suddenly stopped counting at the exact same time.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, Biden's numbers shot up way higher than statistically could be justified.
All right, we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. Dr. Gerard Lemire will be with us after the break.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Mr. Butter himself.
One got me.
Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Let's just get back at it. I really am enjoying the time that he's spending with us, Dr. Gerard Lomero. He's an author, political analyst, and expert on forecast models. And he's written 6 books, you know. I mean, seriously, you have got to, you know, Google him, pay attention, grab some of his interviews. I think you'll quite enjoy yourself. Dr. Lomero, thanks for being with me.
You bet. Glad to be with you.
All right. So we were having fun with some of your predictions as to how you see President Trump pulling this off again. And I got to tell you something, though, before we get into the Chinese thing. And I'm not saying this because I want it, so I want to be clear about this. But I have a bad feeling in my gut that when President Trump pulls this off, you're going to see some violence in the streets like we haven't seen for a while. And I also believe it may happen the other way. If Biden ever took that seat and he starts taking the rights, you know, truly starts taking rights away from people, you're going to see people on the right, maybe even the far right, start to get violent, not allowing those rights to be taken away from them. I'm really concerned about that. Again,
yeah, that's already happening in a kind of a a low point or kind of a low scale.
Right.
You know, we have a lot of people in a lot of states that feel like the state is overstepping their boundaries. The governors are acting like dictators, like mm-hmm. in Michigan and Newsom and California.
Oh.
Other places, people are getting more and more angry that these people have no right to put virtually all small businesses. We heard today 10,000 new restaurants are going to close the rest of this month around the country. Why? Because they're being put out of business. They're not allowed to open up in state after state. It's ridiculous. And
no.
There's nothing in the Constitution that says, you know, that you that governors or presidents, well, president isn't doing it in this case, but governors or mayors can actually close down businesses who don't live up to their particular rules that they set for them. But they allow Walmart. They allow Amazon to do great. They allow the big box stores to do great. But what
supermarket.
About the little mom and pops?
Yeah, but look at supermarkets. You got people going in and out of supermarkets. Cashiers probably see, you know, 500 people a day. I'm just guessing. But, you know, you look at the line and look at how many people go through. Why aren't they shutting those down? And I don't know if you heard, if you got the news yet, but, you know, an L.A. judge has told the county they overstepped their bounds. They did not give him any kind of scientific proof that they needed to shut these places down, and he's ordered them reopened. So we'll see what happens from there. But, I mean, think about that. We're finally a judge who had the guts to say, no, we're not doing this. You don't have the arbitrary right to shut these guys down just because you're nervous.
People are getting angry.
Yeah.
People are getting angry. And that has to stop. And I think under Trump, I think he will help to bring America back to full life, you know, where people can go back to church, go back to schools, go back to work, go back to play. I mean, I saw one of those football games with the cardboard cutout people audience. I thought it was ludicrous.
Yeah.
You know, you hear this cheering in the background, this nondescript cheering, and you see these cardboard cutouts. It's absurd. It's absurdity to do that. Try to pretend you have a football game when you don't. So, all of that.
Yeah.
By the way, let me just make one other comment, too, that I think is important for your listeners, and that is, what's the state of the Electoral College right now? Today. Okay, right now, there are 227 uncontested electoral votes for Biden. There may be some of those states actually were stolen too, but they're uncontested at the moment. Trump has 232. He's got five more uncontested electoral votes. So they differ by five. 79 electoral votes are outstanding. Pennsylvania 20, Georgia 16, Michigan 16, Wisconsin 10, Arizona 11, Nevada 6. Turns out any combination of three of those states given to Trump, he'll win. If Biden gets Nevada, he still has to get three more to get up to the number he needs. So it's actually easier for Trump. There are more combinations for Trump to win just by winning in a couple of states, meaning winning lawsuits or winning the state legislatures to basically throw out the election results.
Wow.
Because of all the fraud. And there's so much fraud. There's so much evidence in that. It's just incredible. So I think, basically, we're still in the situation where ultimately Trump is going to win. I think that the Texas lawsuit is the best mechanism because it throws out four states, which gives Trump 290 electoral votes. That's just right, not too hard. And it doesn't force the Supreme Court to do it for each state individually, with each state bringing their own lawsuit.
Yeah, I think Roberts is just afraid of doing anything. I think he's somewhat, you know, he's waxed feeble with fear. Let's move on to the Chinese connection. And
let me make one quick production before you leave, and that is, I think when Justice Roberts resigns, I think Trump in the next 4 years will appoint Amy Coney Barrett as the first woman Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. She's phenomenal. She's great.
That would be great. And then
that's
if he replaced her with the what was that Hispanic judge's female judge? I mean, they really couldn't pound on him for any of that, could they?
Nope. No. Not at all.
All right. Let's move on to the Chinese connection. And now we're seeing Mr. Self-Righteous, you know, Swalwell, whatever his name is, Swaller, saying the fact that, you know, he was compromised. He has been compromised. You know, and look at it. It is almost always Democrat legislators that are caught with spies among them, aren't they?
Right, and not only with them. Apparently, it sounds like that they had an affair. So it's a sexual relationship. So they have that hold over his head as well. Plus, they gave him, she was a bundler, raised money to help him get elected. He was not a congressman when he first met her. And she helped him get into the Asian community in California, but she also helped raise money. And by the way, it's totally possible that some of that money was illegal, too, that it's actually Chinese money that was, you know, funneled through different, you know, ways of laundering money so people wouldn't catch the fact of its true source. So a lot of and then, by the way, after he gets elected to Congress, his Chinese spy girlfriend got another friend of hers into his office as an intern or a staff member, some job. And that means that he's on the Intelligence Committee. That means the Chinese probably had a direct person in there, another spy in there, able to access all our intelligence information. That's absolutely criminal if that's true. And that's what the Axios article is implying and stating.
And they're not a hardcore right-wing publication, are they?
No, they're a leftist publication. In my book, I always thought they were left.
Yeah.
But apparently they allowed a couple of reporters to do real in-depth journalism. That must have been a mistake on their part, because you're not supposed to do that if you're in the left. And you certainly don't criticize one of your own. So, I don't know, maybe Axios has got some grand plan to become true journalists.
Well, I can see somebody yelling in the back room now going, who the hell put that story out? What is wrong with you people?
Maybe getting a call from some Chinese diplomat saying, well, you know, what's going on here?
It's funny when you see this, when you start reading through some of the facts of the story, and you know, but China, now over the years, I've met with some people who actually, you know, study Chinese history. They study, you know, Chinese political history, what have you. The Chinese, and again, I'm painting with a broad brush, but they are in it for the motherland, and they are in it for the long haul. So if it means that they have to set down roots here, you know, move here, set down roots in the 70s, start to make their way through the college system, you know, get somewhat respected and what have you, even though they're spies the whole time, That is what they do. That is what they have been taught to do. This young lady, she came to the college system, California college system, the easiest way to do it, in 2011. You know, and she got involved in politics, and she got involved, you know, helping out some of these campaigns, and just being involved and active in all of that. And being involved myself in campaigns, it's really exciting when you see young people getting involved and want to go out and help and we encourage it. So you can see how easy this was, or easy could have been, in our culture. But it's interesting that the ones that accuse Trump of all this, you know, spying and espionage and being a traitor, every one of them was exactly
right. Yeah, whatever they're doing, they blame it on their opponents. And by the way, did you hear today that Biden is thinking of naming Pete Buttigieg from South Bend, Indiana fame to be the next ambassador to China?
Oh, there you go. I don't think, listen,
I'm sure
I have
he
to,
knows exactly what's good for America.
I have to take an issue with you. I don't think Joe Biden is appointing anybody or nominating anybody.
Oh, that's
anybody,
probably true.
Right?
I'm probably using that very loosely.
He appointed or nominated, or will be nominating Becerra, whose name he can't pronounce. He doesn't know anything about the guy. And pretty much every one of his nominations so far are really, well, I'm going to be nice. Anyhow, Dr. Lamero, how can people find out more about you?
GreatNewsForAmerica.com. All my articles, lots and lots of pages, free information.
Yep, perfect. All right,
all
guys.
All my books are on Amazon.
And all his, you got to get his books. We'll be back in a few minutes. It's all Joe for the next hour, so get used to it. We'll be back in a few. You're listening to The Real Side.